set many things into motion. I believe that I have the ability to understand the things that I've set into motion. I believe that there is more for me to do. I believe that there is more for me to do. I believe that there is a big thing in vibrational escrow, maybe many big things, and I have this feeling within me that I can't quite find them, but I'm wanting to know that I can. I'm wanting to trust that if this time-space reality has the power to inspire that desire from me, that this time-space reality has the ability to deliver it to me. And my frustration has been because I thought I couldn't find it, but now I'm understanding I can find it because I'm going to feel my way to it. I understand now that the dissolving of the knot means I'm moving toward it. The intensifying of the knot means I'm not. In other words, I can feel that this guidance is literally letting me know what I'm looking for. You following us? Mm-hmm. So, what do you think it is? What hints has your life given you? What do you think you're looking for?
You know, you mean, are you talking about the negative, that which has given me that feeling?
We're talking about that guidance.
That's a very bad childhood. That's a divorce and all kind of things. I'm sure of that. And an operation and some accidents. And being kicked out of home and being kicked out of school and a lot of things that I have managed.
But you see, you got kicked out of all of those places, sure, because you were not a vibrational match to any of those places.
Right.
It's, listen back to the conversation that we just had, that there are energies like you, not so different from you, that are being born now, who want so much to be absent of this knot that you're describing, mm-hmm, that they are coming forth being born different enough that nobody can make them conform. You lived in a society, you were that kind of being coming forth into a society that insisted that you conform, and you were unwilling to conform.
That's true.
And what this conversation is about and what your life has been about is that you've been looking for love in all the wrong places, in the sense that it was not in those homes, and it was not with what you're looking for is the alignment between you and you. Though it was never in those places. But now as you stand at this stage of your life and you continue to tell the story that it was about that, when it wasn't about that, it was never about that. It was about your independence. It was about your freedom seeking. It was about your autonomy. It was about your knowing who you were. It was about you not being willing to be infused into the society and made into a puppet that would do the things that others would do. That's why you've lived a big life. That's why you have vast resources. That's why you've been of value to so many people, because you were not listening to those who were outside of you trying to get you to conform. You always could feel what was coming forth from within you in a stronger way. And our message to you now is, don't now begin condemning that very thing that's been serving you so well. Just understand it and the knot will go away.
Can I kiss you now?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Thank you. Thank you. Is that okay?
Okay. Thank you.
We want another one just like him. Where are you? That is an interesting act to follow, isn't it? We're wanting to continue the dialogue of understanding who you are. Let's begin here. Yes.
Hi, Abraham. It's quite an honor to be here. I have one question. Why does Jerry always want to get rid of you into Abraham?
Oh, it is a game we all play. There is no one on the planet that he enjoys more than Esther.
Oh. Okay, my question is, for 6 years, I've been battling cancer. And it's been coming back year after year after year. And I don't know what to do to get rid of it.
We noticed as you sat down, you sort of held your stomach a little. And we wanted to play with you a little bit about